Welcome to podcast number 174. Premier Napa Valley 2016 is quickly approaching. In fact, it's February 20th. So once again, we take a look back to our favorite moments from the event and relive the fun. Check out some of the videos that are on our newsletter. Cheers. Premier Napa Valley is the trade auction event that funds Auction Napa Valley. 5, 10, and 20 case lots of rare wine take the stage for spectacular final bidding prices.
About 5 cases, about $6,000.
It's sold for $10,000.
I want to say somewhere in the realm of $14,000.
$16,000 for 5 cases.
I am so sorry. I try not to pay attention to those things.
I think about $16,000.
$18,000 for 10 cases.
I think we sold it for $18,000 last year.
We sold it for about $25,000.
I know that it wasn't in the hundreds of thousands.
I like $25,000, I think.
Yeah.
I think $26,000 for 5 cases.
Did you do a lot last year?
Yeah, we did.
Do you remember what it went for?
No.
$30,000.
$45,000.
Yes, $50,000.
I think he said $55,000 or something like that.
I think it might have been around $100,000. I don't remember.
It's about the making the money for the valley, and it's also about having fun making these crazy blends.
With the final numbers in, the auction totaled $6 million, a new record. Check out our podcast newsletter for further details. This year, we posed a question to all the winemakers we spoke to about Napa Valley's influence on how Americans drink wine. But first, we begin the program with Premier Napa Valley's co-chair, Michael Schultz, winemaker for St. Supri Vineyards, and his official welcome.
Hey, welcome to Premier Napa Valley 2015. We're starting out with a great day here. Very, very, very exciting. We have 225 lots from the Napa Valley vintners, and I've tasted a few of them. They're very, very exciting vintage and some pretty cool wines.
And I should say I'm here with Michael Schultz, and you're the chair for PNV this year, correct? Or you're the co-chair?
Yeah, I am. I'm the co-chair with Emma Swain. We're from St. Supri Vineyards. We're chairing this year, which is a pretty exciting opportunity.
So here's my question I'm asking everybody today. How do you think Napa Valley has affected how Americans drink wine these days?
Well, I think that's an interesting question and a tough one on the spot, but maybe we've got a lot of vintners producing some outstanding wines, and they're now world-class wines, and I think it's allowed consumers to realize that we here in California can produce wines amongst the best in the world.
And for listeners to find out about you online?
If you want to find out about St. Supri, www.stsupri.com. That's stsupery.com. So yeah, check it out.
We're on the road with Premier Napa Valley. We're here with Elizabeth Viana. How you doing, Elizabeth?
Great, Ray. How are you doing today?
I'm fabulous. You know, it's a great crowd, and I'm sure it's going to get a lot busier, so I'm taking advantage of all you guys as quick as I can.
Mark my words, I think this is going to be a record auction.
How has Napa Valley affected the way people in the U.S. drink wine?
I think we have grown the population of wine drinkers by a long shot, particularly in regions like the Midwest, Texas, you know, people who really want to support American products. And hey, you know, Napa Valley's making some of the best wine in the world, so we should be making an impact.
Elizabeth, for our listeners to find out about you and Chimney Rock, how would they do that?
www.chimneyrock.com.
We're here with Paul Leary of Blackbird Vineyards. How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great this morning. You?
I'm fantastic. Looking like a great day today. A lot of buzz with the people who are going to be bidding.
Sunshine in the air, late February day, tasting the 2013 vintage. Well, Napa Valley, one of the main pieces that differentiates us is hospitality. The way we welcome guests into the valley, trade, media, clients. And I think that positively affects how people perceive Napa. It's a destination for adults where they can enjoy a lifestyle of food, wine, natural beauty that resonates back to where they live. And a lot of people, as we know, when we talk to them, say, well, where are you going next? And they say, to look for a second home.
For our listeners to find out about Blackbird online, how do they do that?
BlackbirdVineyards.com.
I'm here with Christy Melton of Clos du Vall. How are you doing, Christy?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, are you the winemaker at Clos du Vall these days?
I am. I'm the senior winemaker, so I'm in charge of all wines coming out of the winery.
You don't look that senior.
It's all that good face cream I buy.
How has Napa Valley influenced America's taste in wine?
Well, I think Napa is all about beautiful fruit from a great appellation. And so we've really shown them varietal character and terroir from this specific region. And all of us strive for the best quality we can. So we've shown people that quality can be accessible, and we're always striving to be the best.
That's a good answer. And how would our listeners find out about you online?
We're at www.clodeval.com. We also have a Facebook and Twitter account.
I'm here with Chris Madrigal. How are you doing this morning, Chris?
I'm doing great. I mean, another beautiful, sunny, slightly foggy day in Napa Valley in a room full of half crazy, half passionate people. I mean, how bad could it be?
You left out the half recovering part.
Exactly. There was a lot of slow looking people coming in here.
It was an incredibly good day yesterday.
It was an incredibly long day. I think I wrapped up my day with dinner at like 11 o'clock last night. And I started with you with Petit Sirah at 8 o'clock in the morning yesterday.
And not a bad way to start the day.
Not a bad way.
How do you think Napa Valley has affected the way people drink wine in the U.S.?
That's a really tough question.
I think
it's changed for mostly the good, but some not so good. Mostly the good because, you know, it's put American wine really on the map. Not that there's not a lot of great growing areas in the United States, but Napa Valley is that forefront that got people interested in wine and want more wine and discover wine. I think the only slight downfall is that we've elevated us to a point where I think some of the common wine drinkers that are just beginning, it's like unreachable, unattainable. You know, and my philosophy is wine is life. It's part of living and eating, you know, and for God's sakes, some guy messed up and rotted some fruit and decided to drink it one day, you know, and that's how simple it is. We've made it much more complicated and elevated the game so high, but you know, a little bit of the downside is from that elevation.
Chris, for our listeners, once again, to find out about you and learn about you online and your wines, how would they do that?
www.madrigalfamilywinery.com, and you can get us at Madrigal Family Winery on Facebook.
It's always awesome to talk to you, man. You take care.
Thanks, Ray.
That was great. I'm here with our old friend John Schaefer of Schaefer Vineyards. John, how do you think that Napa Valley has changed the way Americans see and drink wine?
Well, the Napa Valley, number one, the United States is now a wine-drinking nation, and 10 years ago it wasn't. So it's happened very quickly, and we've been around for a long time, and we have a very active trade association which promotes Napa big time all over the world. For example, the proceeds from this auction, unlike the June auction for consumers, go to help us with our marketing. So we have money to spend, and we spend it basically on marketing, and it's been very successful.
How do we find out about John Schaefer and Schaefer Vineyards online?
SchaeferVineyards.com.
Excellent. John, nice seeing you again. Thank you.
See you. Thank you for coming by.
Always appreciate your hospitality. I'm here with Richard Sawalski of Clopagas. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. How do you think Napa Valley has affected wine drinkers in the United States over the years?
So, having begun my career at Mondavi, I would say that it is, you know, something where Robert really was able to sort of start with a lower base of what was happening in Napa Valley and kind of flip everyone gradually into understanding that domestic wine could be at the same quality level as wines that were coming out of the great wine regions of Europe. And specifically, the wines in Napa Valley had that kind of pedigree. And I feel like because of that foundation, we've all been able to kind of raise our game and really do wine that not only is of that pedigree, but that people kind of have been learning, as we've been learning, is really a very, very high-end product.
How can our listeners learn about you and Clopagas?
So they can go to clopagas.com. You can visit the winery. We have tours and tastings every day. You know, if you have any questions, you can always write the information email, and those questions will go right to me. So if there's any specific wine questions your listeners have, they can ask me about it.
We are here with Linda Neal and Catherine DeSante. How are you guys doing today?
Outstanding. Having a wonderful start to the morning.
How do you think Napa Valley wine has changed how people in the States drink wine these days?
Well, what I hope they've seen is that wine is not just a beverage, but it's a part of community. And whether that's the community of all of the Napa Valley vendors or whether that's the community of the husband and wife at the table enjoying a wine, that it's much more than a beverage. It's like the glue that binds people together in a warm social way.
Well, I remember, Catherine, when we interviewed you just sitting out in your backyard. You were kind of cross-legged out there. And just that was kind of one of the best situations of being very casual like that.
Absolutely. And that's part of the point is that wine isn't supposed to be something mysterious that you have to save for special occasions and think about very deeply. There are those wines and there are those moments, but it's also something for enjoying with your friends and for casual moments and just slowing down a little bit.
How would our listeners find out about Linda Neal and Tierra Roja?
Go to www.tierraroja.com and you'll see my email there, and I respond personally.
And that's the best part. Once again, an owner, winemaker, responding personally. That's the coolest thing in the world. And Catherine, of course, you have your own wine company. How would our listeners find out about you and your husband, David, who's such a great guy?
So that would be DeSantiWines.com.
I'm here with Christine Bob of Kokoro Wines. Christine, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for coming to our booth. Good question. Well, I could say that the Vintners are doing a terrific job to promote Napa Valley and to help all the buyers to come in this valley and show them the best.
For our listeners to find out about Kokoro Wines online, what is your website, Christine?
It's kokorowine.com.
Jeez, I came unprepared.
First of all, I will say, Simon, hi, how are you?
I'm great, how's it going?
Good. We're here with Simon Forey, and he is, of course, the winemaker at Maryvale. We interviewed him just a few days ago.
It's very interesting because I was at a tasting of Cabernet from all around the world recently, and I really think, you know, even if I was in Bordeaux for a few years, that Napa is really pushing and bringing things to the next level in the, you know, Cabernet world. I think people all around the world are looking at what we're doing now here and not copying that, but being inspired by it.
How do our listeners learn about Maryvale online?
Go to maryvale.com.
All right. I am here with Alex Isla and Catherine Isla. How are you both doing today?
We're doing very well, Ray. Thank you.
Again, my deepest sympathies for the loss of your dad. Not only has your family lost a great man, but certainly the Valley and the wine industry in general has lost somebody who has left change behind that's going to stay with us for a long, long time.
Thank you, Ray. We miss him tremendously, but we look forward to the help of others to carry on his legacy and carry on his efforts all of the work that he did the past 40 years in the Napa Valley, and as well as with the family business. How has the Napa Valley impacted how American consumers drink wine today? Boy, Ray, that requires a little bit of thought.
I'll be back in 20 minutes.
Well, I think it begins with the education of consumers. I think a lot of effort is put forth in exposing young people to wine. You know, you start drinking, whether it's a $5 bottle or a $7 bottle, and you learn about wine from there, and you learn the difference. You learn the difference between a $7 and a $20 and a $50. And I think the Napa Valley, obviously a reputation for being, you know, some of the top caliber wines in the world, kind of sets the standard for quality. But I think the word is really being spread, you know, through whether it be social media, you know, various ways, and more first-time drinkers or novice wine consumers are traveling to the Napa Valley, you know, whether it be on a honeymoon or other occasion, to experience that and get a taste, see what the Napa Valley is all about, and you know, start drinking. Some immediately start drinking $50 Cabernets and never look back. But I think it's through the efforts of many spreading the word drawing more and more people to the Napa Valley.
Alex, for our listeners who would like to learn about you, your dad, and your family, how would they do that online?
Come out and visit us at the vineyard, via the website or by phone.
We're here with our old friend John Scupney of Lang & Green. John, how you doing?
Good to see you again, Ray.
Always good to see you.
As I always say, Ray, no matter what your weather is, ours is always better.
How do you feel Napa Valley has changed the way Americans drink wine?
Oh, I think for a lot of them, it's made it so we drink it every day, or at least we think about drinking it every day. And I think it's also given people, you know, I look back, next year, 2016, will be the Robert Mondavi Winery's 60th anniversary. And that's a really very short period of time. Actually, I'm sorry, the 50th anniversary, because they were founded in 66. And I sit back and think about how the world has changed in 50 years, and I look back to the guy who made our market and taught the people that our wines could be served on the dinner table with the best wines in the world. So that's how it's changed in my viewpoint in the 30 years I've lived here.
Good seeing you, and for our listeners to find you online, John, how do they find you online?
Langandreed.com, or on Twitter, @LaScup, or I'm on Delectable, so if you want to see what we're drinking at home, it's John Scupney on Delectable.
We are here with our old friend, and old in the nicest possible way, Ignacio Blancas. How are you doing, Ignacio?
Good, how are you?
I'm very good, and Ignacio is the winemaker for
Summers Winery.
Summers Winery.
I've been in the Valley for 25, 30 years, and I think more younger people are accommodating to taste the wines. And he found some comes from the earth, the fruitiness, and you know, it's good. You know, sometimes wines, it's good for health, you know?
Yeah, I agree. 25, 30 years, so you're kind of a newcomer then, right?
Yes.
Ignacio, for our listeners to find out about you guys online, how do they find Summers Winery on the web?
Well, just go online, summerswinery.com.
All right, cheers. Good seeing you, as always.
Thank you for stopping by.
My pleasure. I am here with the wandering Doug Schaefer of Schaefer Vineyards. How you doing, Doug?
Good, Ray. How you been?
I'm fabulous. You know, you guys are so visible in the Valley. How do you feel Napa Valley has changed the way Americans drink wine?
What's happened in Napa Valley over the last 35, 40 years is incredible. We went from, I use the term backwater, if you will, but, you know, making wines that were okay, but not necessarily great all the time, to across the board, just about every wine made in this valley is great, very good, and it's there are American labels, if you will. The people in this country, they understand it, they get it. And so if they weren't familiar with wine, looking at a foreign label can be a little intimidating. So all of a sudden they've got American labels and the wines are good. And I think it's just increased the appreciation and consumption of fine wine. And people, compared to 20 years ago, they're a lot less scared of wine. And they so say, yeah, I'll try that. And, you know, and the younger generations coming up or growing up with wine around the dinner table, you know, I've got my kids who are in their 20s. They're doing the same thing. They love it. So it's helped. It's helped the wine industry. I think it's helped everybody's health. You know, people are drinking wine. That's good for them.
For our listeners to learn about Schaefer Vineyards, how would they do that?
Oh, probably hit our website, of course, SchaeferVineyards.com. That's the best way to go. Got everything on there.
Excellent. Doug, thanks very much.
Thanks, Ray. Great to see you.
Good seeing you. Let's start this off, by the way. I'm here with David Pravick of Robert Bialy Wines. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's an exciting time of year.
How do you think Napa Valley has changed the way Americans drink wine?
Oh, wow. Napa Valley has come a long way since, I was born and raised here, but, you know, it's a community of farmers and families, and it's great to see the diversity of people in Napa. We have global interest in Napa, and it just it's amazing how far it's come in global awareness of the quality here, the incredible, you know, passion, and the specialness of Napa. And it's great to be part of it. I can't, you know, here we are, you know, Bob Bialy and I doing the old varieties in a valley full of some of the world's greatest Cabernets, but we're proud to be part of it and contribute to it and kind of be the keepers of the old varieties, you know.
Excellent answer. For our listeners, to learn a little bit about Robert Bialy Wines, how would they do that?
Oh, that's easy. It's at bialy.com. We have a website that is updated with our latest wines. We're doing 20 wines. It's a little hard to keep track of all these Bialys. But we publish a newsletter twice a year called Bialy Bullet, and people still like a piece of paper. And I'm an old newspaper guy, so I enjoy writing that. And then but it's so easy to stay in touch by just sign up for the newsletter online or join the wine club.
Some of my favorite people on the planet, especially in Napa Valley, the Bartolucci family. I am here with Brett, and I am here with Sue. And, of course, our friend Frank is off talking with someone else, so maybe we'll get a chance to say hi to him. Ladies, how are you today?
We're great. Thank you.
We're well. Thank you.
Okay, now we got Frank's attention. Frank, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
So we got a good part of the family here today.
Well, I think that people look to the Napa Valley, particularly people that are not very knowledgeable about wine, and so they see what the trends are and they see what people are drinking, and it's that gives an introduction, and they'll try wines that they might not have tried.
For our listeners to learn about the Bartolucci family and Madonna Estate, how would they find out about you online? You are on, Brett.
Please visit our website at madonnaestate.com. You can find out information about our family there and our wines. We make 10 different varietals. We've been growing grapes and making wine in the Napa Valley since 1922.
I'm here with Todd Graff, and Todd is the winemaker for Frank Family. And how are you today?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day outside. Wish we were out there drinking wines instead of inside, but it's hard to have a bad time in here today.
How do you think Napa Valley has affected American wine drinkers? What kind of influence do you think Napa has had on American wine drinkers?
I think it's just huge. It's probably immeasurable. I mean, if you look at it, Napa particularly, when you say American wine, the first word in most people's head is Napa. So that's huge. And what we've done, and it didn't happen overnight, you know, it's made people proud and confident to drink California wines, American wines, and it's kind of the leader of that movement that we can do great wines in this country. And we're very fortunate in this little valley here that we play at the top end of the game, and people love our wines. And I think, and that helps every wine community, I think.
How would our listeners learn about Frank Family Vineyards online?
We have a website, frankfamilyvineyards.com. Go on there, where it's in the process of being changed a little bit, but we're very famous for being cutting edge 1980s. So, but we'll get up to speed on that soon.
We're here with Rosemary Cakebread at booth 117 for Gallica. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today. Hard to be doing bad on such a great, beautiful day. I'm prejudiced, of course, but I think Napa Valley is the premier wine region in the United States, and it really defines wine as we know it. It should be on every American's table. And I think when most people think about wine in this country, they think first and foremost about Napa Valley.
Rosemary, for our listeners who'd like to learn a little bit about you and Gallica, how would they do that?
Probably the best way is to look on our website, www.gallicawine.com. It's the best way, most likely.
Excellent.
Always call our office. We're always happy to talk to people.
And that's the best part. Somebody could actually talk to you.
You can talk to a real person in our office, yeah.
Excellent. Rosemary, thanks very much. Good seeing you.
Nice to see you, too. Thanks, Ray.
I'm here with Aaron Weinkopf of Spotswood. Aaron, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are you, Ray?
I'm fabulous. I'm having a great day. This is just a lot of fun. And best of all, it's good to meet friends, see friends we haven't seen in a while, or not so long, actually, in your case.
For sure. Yeah, we almost forget we're here for wine.
There's that point, because we are drinking and enjoying it as we go. And I want to point out to our listeners that we just talked to Aaron's wife a few days ago, Claire, and had a great interview with her, so this is something to look forward to. How do you think Napa Valley wines have affected the average wine drinker in America over the last few years?
Hopefully, it's been setting the bar. I mean, I like to think that still some of the best, especially within the Bordeaux varietal, some of the best wines in the United States are coming out of Napa, and for that matter, some of the best in the world are still coming out of Napa. So if nothing more, hopefully it's setting the bar high and really leading the way as far as the American wine industry is concerned. And at the same time, hopefully doing so with enough personality and humility that people appreciate the valley for its uniqueness and the people that are behind it.
for our listeners to learn about Spotswood online, how would they do that?
They can go to spotswood.com or go to your website.
Aaron, it's always good seeing you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ray.
No? So I'm here with Aaron Pott. Aaron, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
How do you think Napa Valley has changed the way Americans drink wine?
I mean, I think in the past 10 years, people have suddenly realized that, A, Napa Valley wines are some of the best wines in the world. B, that they age very well. And C, that they're serious, serious wines. And I think in the last 10 years, we've really seen a renaissance of winemaking in Napa Valley. And it's becoming the focus, the center of winemaking now. And it's impressive to see, as someone that worked in Bordeaux for years, I suddenly feel like we're pushing Bordeaux to the fringes. And because of the wines we're making, and because of the sites, because of the ground we've got here, because of the climate, and it's exciting. It's really exciting.
For listeners to learn about Aaron Pott, how would they find out about you?
Just go to pottwine.com.
Two T's, remember that, folks. Aaron, good seeing you.
Yeah, good seeing you too, Ray.
Good to see you, Mr. Ray. How are you?
I'm fabulous, especially now because I've seen you and you've made my day. How are you, Mr. Jean?
Oh, wonderful. You know, it's a beautiful day in the Napa Valley. Your smiley face is with us. It can't be better.
How do you think Napa Valley wine has changed how people in the States drink wine these days?
And I think if you look at it, it has. Why? Because every single wine market has been influenced by something. And if you look, it's very driven by history in some parts of the world, and of course by market and press on some other parts of the world. And in California and in the US, the most famous appellation, without a doubt, is Napa Valley. And so because of that, it brought attention to wine to people. And if you look at the fact that Napa Valley is probably, out of all the appellation, for sure in this country, if not in the world, the most consistent one, it definitely brought Napa wine to the rest of the US. So what do you think? I heard a very interesting comment about this year's Napa Valley. And I think it actually hits it right on the spot. You have half of the lots that are extremely fleshy and silky and that are lacking maybe a little bit of structure, and half of the lots that are extremely structured and that are lacking a little bit of fatness. But rare are the lots that have the balance of both. Do you agree with me?
Yes, I would agree with you, because what I've tasted has been a real all-across-the-board type of wine.
Yeah, there's some amazing wines, actually. And you're absolutely right. And I think the most amazing wines are the wines that were able to actually do the both together. Because 13 as a vintage, most people are pouring 13, is a vintage with a lot of concentration, with a lot of density. If you can frame that with tannins, it's a jackpot.
John, it's always good to see you.
Great to see you, sir.
Yeah. I'm here with Muris Griffin, and he's a winemaker of Round Pond. How
are
you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm fabulous. Great day today. Looks like there's some
excitement. This is awesome, yeah.
It's always a lot of fun being here for this.
This is my first P&B, so.
Is it really?
It is. Yeah, I'm thrilled. Absolutely. I think having wines of this caliber that are made here helps to make things more approachable for everyone.
How do our listeners find out about you and your wine online?
You can check us out at roundpond.com, www.roundpond.com. Come see us at the winery.
That's more important, by appointment, correct?
It is by appointment.
We'll make an appointment.
All right. Cheers.
Excellent. Cheers. I'm here with Hugh Davies, and I'm here with Sean Thompson, of course, of Schramsberg. How you gentlemen doing?
Fantastic. It's a great day here in the Napa Valley.
You know, I should correct myself, because we're actually under Davies Vineyard today, not Schramsberg.
Correct. We're looking to expand our brand of the red wine to be under Davies Vineyards, but our primary will always be Jay Davies.
Well, I mean, Napa Valley is, I can tell you that there's a concentration of people here who really love what they do and have worked incredibly hard over a long, long time period to make extraordinary wines and to present them as well, and to build the case for truly world-class New World wines, California wines, Napa Valley wines. And it does feel, you know, I grew up here, I'm almost 50 years old, I've watched my parents do it, I'm now doing it myself. that, you know, that vision that my parents and their generation had back in the 60s and 70s is they're really planting the seeds, you know, in kind of a rebirth here of winemaking in Napa. The market has really come around it, especially, frankly, over the last 5 years, almost unlike ever before. So it's exciting. It's, I guess, gratifying as well.
For our listeners to find out about Davies Vineyards online, how would they do that?
Schaumsburg.com.
Excellent. Gentlemen, break a leg today. I hope you do very well. I hope you do better than last year.
Thank you. Thank you, Ray.
We're here with Mary Rocha of Rocha Family Vineyards. How are you?
Hello, Ray. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. It's always good to see you and your smiling face, which is one of the things I love about being here is all these smiling faces.
There's a lot of them and a lot of great wines, too.
What do you think has been the major influence of Napa Valley on American wine drinkers the last 20 years?
Oh, my gosh. What a question. I wish I knew how to answer that. I think that American wine drinkers are finally realizing that we make great wine here in the United States, that they don't have to import wines, that they can support and feel great about supporting world-class wines. That's what we make in Napa Valley. And we have nothing to apologize for. We have everything to be really excited about because our wines have come into their own.
For our listeners who would like to learn about you and Rocha Family Vineyards online, how would they do that?
All they have to do is go to www.rocawines.com. So that's RocaWines.com.
Mary, thanks very much for the time. Always good seeing you.
Always great to see you, Ray.
I'm here with Stephanie DeMasi. Stephanie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. It's a fabulous premiere, and you've got a new project here, which looks really great.
I do. It's really exciting. Everyone knows me from Justlin for the past, like, 12 years, but I've done a little spin-off, and I have my own thing called Fly Wine, which is the only luxury wine packaged in a single-serving, TSA-friendly package, so you can bring them anywhere as long as you've got it in your quart-sized baggie.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. Never fly dry. For our listeners who'd like to learn about you online.
My website is fly-wine.com, and you can go to the Discover page and read all about kind of how this project was incepted. And I've got three wines. I do custom label for gifting, for private events, weddings are huge. And I do a lot of charity work, actually. $1 a bottle of my sales goes to a selected charity. So you can read about the charities I'm working with.
Awesome. That's great. Stephanie, always good seeing you. Love seeing your smiling face. Cheers to you.
Thank you.
To learn more, visit NapaVintners.com. Thanks for listening to this program. And watch for our videos on our YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook.